News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate gets to work this week on its own version of a budget proposal. Bob Agnew reports.
Majority Leader John Thune says he'd like to pass a Senate budget resolution before the weekend, but there are some potential obstacles. First, the Senate parliamentarian would have to sign off on a GOP plan to use what's known as the current policy baseline. Absent that concession, the numbers will indicate that ending the Trump tax cuts would increase the deficit over 10 years, making it impossible for Republicans to accomplish their goal of making those tax cuts permanent. Bob Agnew reporting.
Speaking with reporters, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says more gang members have been deported to El Salvador.
17 Tren de Aragua and MS-13 illegal criminal terrorists were deported from our country back to El Salvador. And they will no longer ever be able to say they can roam free in this country under this president. These were convicted felons, murderers, rapists who are no longer in our country. And I think we should all be very grateful for that.
The State Department said in a statement Monday that they were removed Sunday night and that the group included murderers and rapists. President Trump has just started his second term, his last one permitted under the Constitution, but he's already started talking about a third one. There are methods which you can do it, Trump told NBC News. Massachusetts School of Law constitutional law professor Peter Malagudi says the Supreme Court likely would disagree with the president.
So I think the argument is weak. I think it will be seen as such. And I don't think that even a fairly friendly Supreme Court would buy an argument like this.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 417 points. The NASDAQ dropped 23, the S&P advanced 31. This is SRN News. Tomorrow's election day in Wisconsin's pivotal Supreme Court race.
The winner of the election will determine whether the court remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Tens of millions of dollars have been spent on the race, including more than $17 million by groups funded by Trump advisor Elon Musk. Wisconsin's highest court is preparing to rule on a series of high-profile cases, including one that would effectively outlaw abortion. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
California state legislature will debate the issue of men and women's sports this week. Two bills have been introduced aimed at restoring fairness and privacy for girls in school athletics. Each bill would reestablish biological sex as the standard for participation in sports. The two proposals challenge California's decade-old policy of permitting students to compete based on gender identity. This is SRN News. The death toll in last week's massive earthquake in Myanmar continues to rise as humanitarian conditions worsen.
Myanmar's state MRTV says the leader of the military government, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, told Pakistan's prime minister during a call that 2,065 people have been killed in the earthquake and about 270 missing. Relief agencies expect those numbers to rise sharply since access is slow to remote areas where communications are down. In addition, aid groups and the UN warn the disaster could exacerbate hunger and disease outbreaks. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Myanmar was already one of the world's most challenging places for humanitarian organizations to operate because of the civil war that has displaced millions of people. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.